We got to the Mishnah Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis. Ein machtirin achar Pesach azikoymen. You can't. Machtirin literally means like to part, like when two people part from each other, it's called machtirin. So you can't part after the Pesach in a way of afikoymen. And we'll see in the Gemara two different shittas what that means, afikoymen. So says the Gemara, my afikoymen. What does it mean, afikoymen? Amarav shalayakum mechabura lechabura. You can't go from one chabura to another chabura. Meaning, we had a machlokes before, two shittas. The one shita holds that the Karm Pesach is cannot be eaten in two chaburas, but it could be eaten in two mekaymos. The other shita holds the exact opposite. It could be eaten in two chaburos, but it cannot be eaten in two mekaymos. And that we had stamish shnayas before, like that second shita. So that's seemingly the way we paskin that a Karm Pesach cannot be eaten in two mekaymos. So if you're going to go after you finish eating the Karm Pesach to another place and you start eating there, even if you eat there other things, you eat matzah, you eat meat, not meat, whatever, you eat vegetables, you eat dessert, whatever it is, according to this, we're afraid that you're going to start eating the Pesach in that second place. And then you're going to have a problem of eating b'shtei mekaymos. So eim achtir achar Pesach avikayim means you can't take, you can't leave the place that you had your Seder and go to another place and start eating in that second place other things, because they're afraid that if you're going to start eating other things in that second place, you may come to eat the Karm Pesach in that second place, and then you would have a problem of eating the Karm Pesach in two different mekaymos. But according to this first shita, there's no iser of eating in the same place other things after the Karm Pesach. It's cause the problem is not to do anything to do with the taste of the Karm Pesach or any other reason that was given not to eat after the Karm Pesach. If you want, you could eat after the Karm Pesach, as long as it's in the same place. The only problem is to take from one place and eat in another place. According to this pshat, the Lashon of Afikoyman is Afikoyman. Mon in Aramaic is, money is means kelim. I mean, you can't take your kelim out from place A to place B, because by doing that, if you're going to go mimakim mimakim, we're afraid that you're going to end up eating the Karm Pesach in two places. So that's the first shita. That's Rav. Rav Amar, Amar Rav, Shalayakum mechabur lechabura. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no, that's not what it means. Eim aftirach ha-pesach ha-fikaymon. Rather, it means, kegoin urdiloi li v'guzlai la'abba. If they would bring me urdiloi, which are types of mushrooms and truffles, which is something that Shmuel enjoyed eating for dessert, or they would bring guzlai, these small little birds, these pigeons for Abba for Rav, meaning if they would bring someone to something to eat after the Karm Pesach, that's the problem. So Eim Aftir Acha Pesach HaVekayim, which is the way we traditionally understand it, is you can't eat anything after the Karm Pesach. So they just picked examples of normal things that you would eat at the end of the Suda. Normally at the end of the Suda you would eat dessert type of things, which was these early lai for Shmuel, that was his like go-to dessert. And Rav's go-to dessert was gozlaya. So once the Karm Pesach is eaten, you can't eat anything else afterwards, which Rav Rishayim understand the reason is, and the Gemara seems to imply that a little bit later on, that we want that the time of the Karm Pesach should be in your mouth. We don't want to be mivat to the time of the Karm Pesach, so that we don't want you to eat anything after the Karm Pesach. Reb Chanina Bar Shila of Reb Yechanan Amru, Reb Chanina Bar Shila of Reb Yechanan said, Kigoin tamarim, to eat dates, kloyes, and roasted kernels, agoizim, and nuts. I mean, in Shita, Reb Yechanan doesn't seem to be arguing on Shmuel, seems to be saying the same thing as Shmuel, you can't eat dessert type of foods after you eat the Karm Pesach. But just in where Rabbi Yechanan was, or Rabbi Yechanan himself, these are the things that you usually eat at the end of the Sutta. So when he touched on the Mishnah, these are the examples that he gave. Tariq Abbasid Rabbi Yechanan, we have a Brisa that says like this, Rabbi Yechanan. Eim Aftir Nachal Pesach, Avikoyim, and what does that mean? Kegoin, you can't eat, tomorrow Kloyis Agoyim. So the problem is not eating in two different places, but rather the problem is eating anything after the Karm Pesach, which again, according to Rav Yishayim, is because we don't want you to be mevatel the time of the matzah, of the Pesach. Amr Buda Amr Shmuel said Rabbi Buda in the name of Shmuel, Eim Avtirin Achar Amatzah Afi Koyman. The same way that there's a halacha of Eim Avtirin Achar Pesach Afi Koyman in the times of the Beis Hamikdash when they ate the Karan Pesach, so too Bizman Azeh that there's no Karan Pesach, but we eat matzah instead. So Eim Avtirin Achar Matzah Afi Koyman. You cannot eat anything after you eat that last matzah, that last kezayis of matzah, which is eaten al asayva, which is a zecher of the Karan Pesach. Afterwards, you can't eat anything. Says the Gemara Tanan. Our Mishnah says, Eim Avtirin Achar Pesach Afi Koyman. So you could be medayik, Achar Pesach Hu Deloi, Aval Achar Matzah Maftir. Dafka, after the Karan Pesach, you can't eat anything, but after the Matzah, Bezman is that when there's no Karan Pesach, then Enechanam, you could eat something. Which would be a kasha on this Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Says the Gemara, no. Loi mi baikamar. The Gemara is saying, a chiddush, even the Karan Pesach, in Kol Shekei Matzah. What's the chiddush of even the Karan Pesach? Loi mi baikamar Matzah, the loi nafish taimayu. For sure after Matzah, since Matzah doesn't have a strong taste. For sure, if you're going to come to eat other things, you're going to move out of the Tam Matzah, so for sure they were good not to eat anything Achar HaMatzah Afikayim. Aval Achar Pesach, but to eat after the Karan Pesach, the Nofish Tameh, since the Karan Pesach has a strong taste, it's meat, it's not plain, thin matzah, V'loi Motzi Avur, and therefore it's not so easy to get rid of the taste from your mouth of the Karan Pesach, less Lamba, so maybe there would be no problem of eating these dessert type of foods, these light desserts, after one ate the Karban Pesach. Kamash Malon, then no, even after Karban Pesach, we have a problem, we are not allowed to eat anything else. And Kol Shekein, after Matzah, when Matzah is the last thing, like Bizman Azeh, for sure, you can't eat anything else. Name of Messiah Yale. Then says the Gemara, let us bring a riot to Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that you're not allowed to eat anything else, even Bezman Azeh, after the matzah. Because the Braisa says, Hasuf Ganim, this was like dough that was made like into a spongy type of cake. So if you managed to do it in a way that it wasn't chametz somehow. So you made Suf Ganim these.
Like the mincha.
Like the minchas were spongy? They were fry, they were liquidy, they were spongy?
Yeah, they were, right. Wasn't one of them spongy? One of them was. One that was in the deep fry pan.
I didn't understand it was spongy. I understood it was like soft.
Like
it could be. I understood it was like soft and liquidy.
I think it was liquidy because it
was all saturated with oil. If it was deep fried.
Yeah, but
originally they made it spongy.
But I think that the oil was like nipply in it, so it wasn't.
Right.
I don't think. I didn't picture it. As
right. Oily. Yeah, I pictured it kind of like. Like French toast.
It's like
oh, I picture it more like a French toast. It gets like all oily because it's
like
fried.
Could be.
It's a hasuf ganim, right? So you make some spongy type of thing out of it. So sponge cake, v'derech klal, is what we call in halacha blida raka. It's made from a soft batter. So, like we learned many times before, earlier in our Masechta, we had this in Brachas also, that it doesn't have a din of lechem. So you're not yoytze matzah with eating these sufganim, because it's not lechem ayin. It's not lechem. Therefore, v'adif shonim, and ones that are fried in honey, dvash, so over there, even if it's lechem, but it has to be lechem ayin, this is matzah ashira. A poor man wouldn't afford these expensive ingredients to put inside there, so it's not lechem ayin. Vaskaritin is a different type of fried wafer that they had, or boiled wafer. So all these things, they're not a problem of chametz. You just can't be yotze your chi of matzah with them. So the halacha is, adam mimale kresem mehem. You could fill up yourself. You could fill your stomach with them. Meaning you could eat as much as you want. As far as because there's no chametz issue involved. The only thing is, you have to make sure to eat a kezayis of real matzah at the end. So why did we say at the end? It's mashma b'achroina in b'rishayin eloi. Dafka at the end, but not in the beginning. Why? Because like we're saying now, imaftir and achar matzah afikayman. So the matzah that you're eating for the chayiv has to be the last kezayis. So if you want to eat as much as you want from the other things, you could eat it as long as it's first, and the kezayis matzah has to be b'achrayim. So the chayiv, this mishnah, is a raya to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. And for the Gemara, No, maybe I could tell you that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is wrong, and the ikar kezayis that you eat is going to be the first kezayis, and you don't have to eat, you're allowed to eat whatever you want after the matzah. There's no din that the kezayis matzah has to be eaten b'achrayna. The Mishnah says over here b'achrayna is coming to say a chiddush. For sure, if you eat the gezayis in the beginning and then you eat all these other things, excreting dufshanim, sufganim, your yoytzei dechaachol l'tayamim, because the time you ate the matzah, you ate it l'tayamim. Our b'achrayna, you would think that if you're going to eat those first and eat the matzah b'achrayna, maybe we won't let you do it, not because it's a problem of chametz, and not because dafku you have to eat the matzah last, but rather, because we're afraid that if you're going to start eating other things first, you're going to end up filling yourself up with it, and by the time you get to the matzah, you're going to end up eating an achilagasa, and then you're not going to be ate to the matzah. So maybe we should not allow you to do it. That even b'achrayin is okay. So it means b'vatchi yoichu gezayis matzah, and the b'rais, according to the way where the dichoy is teaching it, means as long as you eat a gezayis matzah somewhere, and even if it's b'achrayin, and we're not afraid that you're going to come to achilagas. Marzutra masnihachi. And just to speak out, the Rishayim say earlier, in the beginning of the parak, when we discussed that you're not allowed to eat in the afternoon, because we made a whole gezeira not to eat, so you shouldn't come to eat achilagasa. And then at night, we're saying you can eat as much as you want, and you have no problem of coming to achilagasa. So the Rishayim say a very simple svar, that in the same meal you can gauge yourself. You know when you're going to be full. From meal to meal, you miscalculate. You think, oh, I can eat myself now. By the time it gets two, three hours from now, I'll be hungry again. And so therefore, dafka, not during the meal, we were choshed that you're going to end up filling yourself up. But during the meal, we were in choshed that you're going to come to eat an achilagas, and that's why you can eat as much as you want of these other things, according to the dichoy. Marzutra masnihachi. Marzutra learned this memra as follows. Amar b'yosef, amar b'yudah, amar shmuel, maftirin achar pesach avikoymin. Meaning the exact opposite of the first lashon. First lashon said, e maftirin achar matzah avikoymin. According to the second lashon, maftirin achar matzah avikoymin, you talk allowed to eat a dessert, anything after the matzah. Meaning this halach is dafka by the korban pesach, but by the matzah, it's mutter to eat afterwards. So now, whatever was a kasha on the first lashon is a riot to the second lashon, and whatever was a riot to the first lashon will be a kasha on the second lashon. So says the Gemara, Neima Misayel, let's bring a riot from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ei maftir nachar pesach avikoymin. After the Karban Pesach, you can't eat anything. So you could be Midayik, achar pesach, deloy ochel. Dafka, after the Karban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat. Deloy. Aval achar matzah, maftirin, but after the matzah, avad you could eat. Which is a raya to what Rabbi Yosef is saying in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So the Gemara says, no raya. Maybe I'll tell you the Mishnah is Lo Miboy Kamar. The Mishnah is coming to say a chiddush. Lo Miboy Achar Matzah. For sure, after Matzah, you're not allowed to eat anything to lay down for Shabbat, because since it doesn't have a strong taste, if you eat something afterwards, it's going to be Mavatal Latam Matzah, so for sure it's also. Aval Achar Pesach, but one might think that if after the Karban Pesach, that there is no Isser to eat afterwards, because since the Karban Pesach has a strong taste, then it's not so easy to take that taste out of your mouth. Maybe there won't be a problem of eating a light dessert afterwards. Kamash alone, that even after the Pesach, you can't eat anything. Meisvei, hasufganim adushanim askeritin. Other malikresi mehem. A person could fill himself up with them. He could eat as much as he wants by the Seder. Buvad sheyoichel kezayis matzah b'achreina. As long as he eats a kezayis of real matzah afterwards. So again, the same thing, b'achreina in b'rishayna loy. It's ma'aser dafka, when you eat it b'achreina, then it's okay. Because you're not allowed to eat anything after the matzah of the chiv, which is a kasha on this second lashon, which seems to say you're allowed to. So says the Gemara, let me buy kama. No, maybe this price, when it says b'achreina, is coming to say a chiddush. Let me buy b'rishayna, for sure, if you eat the kizayis and matzah first, and then you eat everything else, then for sure you're okay to kachal l'ti oven, because then when you ate the matzah, you ate it l'ti oven. But if you eat it b'achreina, then I would be afraid that maybe we shouldn't let you do it, because the asila meichla achila gasa, you're going to end up filling yourself up with all these other things, this sufganim, the divshanim, this gritin, and therefore you're going to come eat, to eat the matzah b'achila gasa, so maybe we shouldn't let you eat all those things first. Kamash alone, that as long as you're going to eat a gazayas, even if it's b'achreina, it's okay. Omar Rava. Matzah bizman hazeh d'raisa, umor d'rabanan. Bizman hazeh, that we don't have a Karban Pesach, nonetheless, matzah is still d'raisa, but maror is only d'rabanan. And we had this sheet already earlier in our parak, when that's why you're not allowed to eat the matzah and the maror together, because since one's d'raisa and one's d'rabanan, the tam of the maror, which is d'rabanan, will move out to the tam of the matzah, which is d'raisa. Says Rava that matzah bizman hazeh is deraisa, masha enke mor bizman hazeh is only midrabanan. Fracti gemara umayshna mor, why is mor nowadays only derabanan? Dichsiva matzah zumerim yechlugu, because the mitzvah mor is not a freestanding mitzvah. It says by the mor al matzah zumerim yechlu, you eat the carbon pesach yechlu, you eat it, referring to the carbon pesach together with matzah and mor. Which teaches us, b'zman de'ika pesach yesh mar, that dafka, together with the Karban Pesach, when you're eating the Karban Pesach, then you eat mar. But b'zman de'leka pesach, however, if there is no Karban Pesach, like a mar, so then there's no chiyuv of mar, because the whole chiyuv of mar is to eat it together with the Karban Pesach. There is no Karban Pesach. So why are you eating mar b'zman hazeh? It must be, it's only a darabanan, a zecher to what it used to be. If that's the case, matzah nami, haksiva matzah mar mechlu, from the same pasuk, that should also teach us that matzah bizman hazeh is derabanan, because the same pasuk says that matzah is a merer mechlu, that you eat the Karban Pesach with together with matzah mar. So it's mashal dafka when you have a Karban Pesach, that's when you eat matzah. If you don't have a Karban Pesach, you have no chiv to eat matzah. And for the Gemara, matzah mehoder hoder bekra, matzah the pasuk repeats another time to make it an absolute chiyuv that it's not dependent on the Karban Pesach, whether you have a Karban Pesach or not. Either way, there's a chiyuv to eat matzah. Where is this? Because the pasuk says, "Ba'erev teichlu matzahs," and the evening of the 15th of Nisan, the night of Pesach, one must eat matzah. So this pasuk is coming to say, regardless whether he has a Karban Pesach and he's eating it together with the Karban Pesach, or even if he doesn't have a Karban Pesach, he's eating it separately, either way, he has to eat matzah. Therefore, matzah bizman hazeh, even though there's no Karban Pesach, it's still deraisa. That's shita number one. V'acha bar Yaakov amar, V'acha bar Yaakov says, no. Echad zeh v'echad zeh, derabanan. Nowadays, both mar and even matzah is only derabanan. Ela haksiv v'erev teichu matzahs. So this second shita, V'acha bar Yaakov, what's he going to do with the pasuk of v'erev teichu matzahs, which Rava, the first sheet, has said, is extra to teach us that even bizman de leka pesach, nonetheless, there's still a chi of a matzah. So the Gemara says, he uses it not bizman hazeh, but rather bizman de ika pesach, but that person, that individual, is not going to be eating the Karban Pesach, so then he's still mechuyev to eat matzahs, and the reason is, because had we only had one pasuk of a matzah, marim yechluhu, then you would only eat it if it's mamish together with the Karban Pesach. If you punked are not eating the Karban Pesach, you wouldn't eat matzah mar. The pasuk of Erev Teichlu Matzah says, as long as there is a Karban Pesach, so then even though you yourself are not eating the Karban Pesach because you're tameh or you're b'derech rechayka, nonetheless you still have to eat matzah mar. But enechenami, when there's no Karban Pesach whatsoever, like v'zman hazeh, so then enechenami, then even the matzah mar is you're not mechuyev. The Sulka Daita Chamina, because without this Pasuk of Erev Teichlu Matzah, I would have thought, Kivan the Pesach Leochli, since the Tamei, or the Bederach HaChayka guy, is not eating the Karban Pesach, so Matzah Mara Nami Leinechel, so maybe he's exempt from Matzah Mara as well. Kamash Alon, that since it's Etzem as Man of Karban Pesach, he's really Mechuyiv in the Karban Pesach, he's just an Oinus, he can't do it, so such a person still has the Chiyuv of Matzah Mara. But someone who doesn't have Karban Pesach Bechlaal, like Bizman Hazeh, so then, and the Chanami, according to the Shita, he has no chiyuv to eat matzah either.
Can somebody who is b'derech hachayka be a member of the chabura or just not eat?
I mean, what's a negeya to be? So we had before, earlier in the parak, not in our parak, in the ninth parak, there's a machlokes, if the machlokes of the Torah was was memaidim that he cannot bring a Karban Pesach, or just that the Torah was makel on him. But if he taka joined the chabura, he would be yaitzeh. But even according to that second shita, it's taka if he was bederach rechayka far away enough that he couldn't get there bisman shchita, but he somehow managed to get there faster. He ended up getting there bisman achilu. He was royal achilu, because otherwise, if the Karban Pesach is not royal achilu, like we learned many times, you're not yaitzeh the Karban Pesach. So it's not going to help you. You're part of the chabura, right? It doesn't mess up the Karban Pesach for everybody else. It's no worse than any other shalaychlov or shalaychlov. But you yourself, if you're not capable of eating, you can't be yaitzeh.
And we're using this pasuk, right? Barishon barvasa yom lechaydish be'erev tishbol matzis adyom efa be'eschim lechaydish. So why don't we have a mitzvah of matzah every single day then? I'm saying that's the mitzvah of matzah.
Uri, one second. Someone else is asking. What do you say?
That pasuk, Barishon ba'arba asa yom lechaydish be'erev tishbol matzis.
Yeah.
Adyom efa be'eschim lechaydish be'erev. So why don't we have a mitzvah of chiyuv to eat matzah every single day then?
Oh, the Gemara's going to get to that soon. Okay. Yeah, we'll see on Amar Beis that. Look after that. What are you asking, Uri?
I'm saying, what's according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, what's the svara that the Zman HaMikdash, a tummy, and Derech Chukah should be Chayav Daraisa?
Mashenkin Bizman Zeh?
Yeah, why are we worse than them?
The svara seems to be because when the Torah did make the Matzah Mar Taran Tali on the Karban Pesach, and Meidach Gisa, we have a pasuk that's Marbeh. Even if you don't have a Karban Pesach, you have to eat. So the svara sounds like, if there is a Karban Pesach, even if you're not part of the Karban Pesach, but since the Karban Pesach exists, it's a Zman of Achiv of Karban Pesach, so then there's a Achiv of Matzah Mar. But if there's no Karban Pesach whatsoever, L'mashal Bezman HaZeh, that there can't be a Karban Pesach, so then that's when the Torah says that they're dependent on each other. It's just the svara, how to reconcile the two psukim.
No, I'm saying just reconcile by saying they're separate. They're separate
demons. The Torah said, Amatas Merim
Yechlu. Okay, but this guy's not included in Pesach. So, meaning once you're taking matzah out of Pesach, so just say it's for Zman HaZeh also. How is that guy more connected to the Pesach than we?
Because it's the Zman that that guy has a chiv to bring the Karban Pesach. He has a technical problem. Nowadays there is no Pesach over there. You could say that there's a chiyuv of all three. You just grew out of technically can't do one of the three. We're going to go even further than that. We're going to see soon that and we really had this earlier as well, that even Bizman HaBeis HaMikdash there was, it's possible that you need two ribuyim for two different categories of people. And the svara seems, and it seems to go along the same lines, because the Torah really said that they're Tali Zebezeh, so each time we have a Rebbe that they're not Tali Zebezeh, you could only include the most logical thing, that this person is really chayiv, it's just that he has a little bit of a reason that he can't do it, so therefore the Torah didn't exclude him. But anything more than that, we go back to the baseline, which says that the Karban Pesach, the Matzah Mar is Tali in the Karban Pesach.
I think what Uri is saying, in fact, I don't know,
right.
You know, but what are we today? Are we today like the Derech Chukah? Do we have a chiyuv that we can't be mekayim?
Right. So it seems to be that we're worse off than Anayinus. It's not just down that we just have a technical problem. We don't even, right. We can't do the mitzvah at all. It's not like the mitzvah doesn't exist. Kilu.
Why does the mitzvah not exist? Why do you add that in? Like, yes, we can't do it. We're
right.
It doesn't mean we don't have chiyuv. We can't be mekayim our chiyuv.
Could be because no one's doing the mitzvah. I don't know.
All of Kasa comes
right, like one. Yeah, right. Yeah. But the mitzvah's not negay now. Over there, it's negay. It's just this individual can do it. The onus is on the individual level.
Okay, but...
yeah.
Okay, so you're saying as opposed to an onus on the
right,
level.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You sound like you're almost getting to a base of training type.
Right,
of
yeah. Level. No, I'm saying it's somehow a svara chazal held that when the when there's be'etzem achiv and just this individual is not doing it, that's much stronger.
Individual level, I almost think of it like a kol haroi lebil ma'akev. If there is a pesach around, then right. it'll be menei him. You know, right, like yeah. Then you know, then yeah. We need an extra limud.
Right.
And then if there is no pesach, then we.
Yeah. Right. So that's the two shitas. So Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov says that Barav Techu Matzis is not going for Bizman Azeh, rather it's going for Bizman Beis Hamikdash for a Tamei and a Bederech Rechayka. V'Rava Amalach, Rava will answer you. Tamei Mishayi Bederech Rechayka Leitzarech Kro. I don't need this puzzle Barav Techu Matzis to include Tamei and Derech Rechayka Bizman that there is a Karim Pesach. Because they, you know that they're Mechuyv Ti Matzim Marat, will agree with Me'arol Ben Echa. They're no worse than a guy. There's two other categories of people who can't bring a Karim Pesach, an Arul. He doesn't have a Mila, so he can't eat a Karim Pesach because he's also the Ikachim. And nonetheless, like we're going to see in a moment, the Torah said he's Mechuyv Ti Matzim Marat. And who Adina Ben Necher, a guy who's off the Derech, he acts like a guy, he's Nisnakru Maisu of La'aviv Shabbashamayim. Again, you have the same issue. Now, the Torah says, Kol Ben Necher Yilo Yechaba, he's not allowed to eat the Karim Pesach. But nonetheless, he's Mechuyv Ti Matzim Marat. So we say that the same way that those two people are talking about Bizman HaMikdash, and even though they're exempt from the Karim Pesach, they're not exempt from Matzah Mara, so Hu Adin and Tamim and Derech Rechayka will be learned from there. If that's the case, then what do you need the Pasuk of Be'erev Teichu Matzis must be to tell us that even Bizman HaZeh, there's a Chiyuv. Titania, where is this Ribui for Arul and Ben Necher? Because we have a Bais that says, Kol Arul Lo Yecho Boy. This is a Pesuk in Parashas Boy discussed in the Karim Pesach. It says, any Arul may not eat in it. So we dash in Boy is a Mir. Dafke it, they don't eat. Boy in Echo, the Karim Pesach, they cannot eat because they're not allowed to. Avel Echo be Matzel Mor, but nonetheless, there's still Mechuyiv to eat Matzel Mor. So once we know that an Aron Benecher have to eat matzah mara, even though they don't eat karim pesach. So who are then tamei v'derech rechayka? And if that's the case, Be'erev Teichu Matzis is extra to teach us that even bizman hazeh, where there is no karim pesach af pikein, you're mechuyev to eat matzah. The idach that is on that.
How do you see Benecher from that pasuk?
Because it says in the same pasuk, you know, the Gemara just quotes Arul, but it's the same thing. The Gemara, the pasukim says over there, Kol Ben Necher Lo Yecho Boy, also in the same pasuk.
I don't see what Kol Ben Necher.
It's where is it?
The younger Itzchak Ger Vasa Pesach Lashem.
Right.
Himo Loicho Zacher Vazi Karim Lasoisoi.
V'chol Arul
Yecho V'chol
Arul Yecho Boy. Right. And then the next pasuk is. One second. Or is that Yud Beis? I know. They just bring down the exact pasuk that the Torah. I have to think of more quotes. Here is it. Yud Beis. One second here. Where is it? Right, it's early, the pasuk Mem Gimel. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, ve'aron zoyis chukas ha-pesach, kol ben necher lo yecho boy.
So why isn't that shnei ksuvim bar kechet? How are we learning now, roughly, whatever?
Why is it not shnei ksuvim boyim ke'echad? So, because the Gemara makes it tricky. So, earlier in our Mishnah, why you need to write both Aron ben necher. Right, the Gemara doesn't bring it down over here, but the Gemara doesn't ask it in that way of Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Kechad, but the Gemara makes a Tzrichasa, and once you have that Tzrichasa, it would take care of the problem of Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Kechad. Because an Arul is Mos Begufa, Ben Echar is not Mos Begufa, and Me'idach Gisa, an Arul, his Liba Da Shemayim, he just punked, let's say, especially if it's Mesu Achav Machas Mila, he's just punked, or even if not, he's just scared. It's not like he's a bad guy. Mashenken, a Ben Necher is a bad guy. So you need, so the Torah has to write both. The Idach, so, Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov, who says that it's going for the Zman HaMikdash, and it's not coming to teach us Bizman HaZeh, that means you don't learn Tamei and Hoya B'Derech Rechayka from Arul Ben Echer. Teretz is, why not? Because Ksivayu Tzrichi. The Torah wrote it by both, by Arul Ben Echer and by and by Tamei v'Derech v'Chayika, and you need to write both of them. So the Gemara over here, very cryptically, the Gemara is before as well, cryptically said that you need both. It has to write Tamei v'Derech v'Chayika, and it has to write Arol ben Eicher, but it doesn't tell us why. Over here, Rashbam speaks out that the reason why is he says is Tamei and Derech v'Chayika can't learn from Arol ben Eicher because the Tamei and Derech v'Chayika are going to have Tashlumah for Pesach Sheni. They're not going to bring Pesach Rishon, they're able to bring a Pesach Sheni. So you might think that even if an Arol ben Necher and Arol are going to eat Matzah or Pesach Rishon is because they're not eating Pesach Sheni. In their current state, they're not eating Pesach Sheni either. So they might as well eat Matzah now by Pesach Rishon. But maybe a Tamei b'Derech v'Chayika, since they're going to have Pesach Sheni, so maybe they don't have to eat Matzah Mar now because they'll eat it with Pesach Sheni. Come Hashalom, they still have to eat Matzah Mar.
Essentially, if the guy gets the bris
mila, then so the question is, so an Arol, if he gets a bris mila, he's no worse than a Tamei b'Derech v'Chayika. I guess the assumption is that since he's a Mesa Achaz Nachamila, then he's probably, the pashtus is he's not going to do it. And a Ben Necher also, theoretically, he could do tshuva. But the assumption is that he's not, as someone who's acting like a Ben Necher, he's not oimid to bring up Pesach Sheni as opposed to a Tamei b'Derech v'Chayika. Their plan is, as of now, they're not planning on staying Tamei, he's not planning on being b'Derech v'Chayika forever. The plan is that they're bringing up Pesach Sheni. So you might think that they don't have to eat matzah and mara by Pesach Rishon. Kamash v'lam that they do. So at the end of the day, you need to write both, according to Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, so there's no extra positive in Marbi even Muzman as that. Masha Enke and Rava doesn't hold of this Svara, obviously, that since they're going to bring a Pesach Sheni, they will be different. Memela, he holds that once the Torah is Marbi, Arol and Ben Necher have to eat Matzah Marbi Muzman based on Mikdash HaYerkayim. And so, Huadin Atami V'Derech HaChayka. If so, why does the Pasuk have to say Barav Teichu Matzah? It's an extra Pasuk to say that even Bizman HaZeh, that there is no Pesach, nonetheless, there's still a Chiyuv to eat Matzah. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavah Seder Rava. We have a Brayz that says like Rava. Sheshes Yom Teichu Matzah Zuvi Yom HaShiyot Atzeres LaHashem Lekecha. Mashi Yushus Al Sheshes Yom Mishus. It says Sheshes Yom Teichu Matzah Zuvi Yom HaShiyot Atzeres LaHashem Lekecha. So we know Pesach is for 7 days. Nonetheless, the Torah says only eat Matzah for 6 days. And then on the seventh day, it's an atzeres, it's the Yom Tov, which means you're not allowed to do malacha. Doesn't mention a word about achilas matzah on the seventh day. So obviously, that means there's no choiv to eat on the seventh day. So this hekesh teaches us that mashvi rishos, ashe yom rishos. So even though it says that you should eat matzahs for 7 days, from the 15th of Nisan through the 21st, that only means to say that you have to eat matzah as opposed to chametz. But it doesn't mean that you have a chiyuv to eat matzah. If you want, you don't have to eat. Or you don't have to eat bread. You could eat steak and potatoes or whatever else you want to eat.
Except for the Seder.
Except for the first night. So the fact that it says matzah, achilas matzah is only for 6 days, and not for 7 days, so that teaches us mashvi rishus af sheshes yomim rishus. Just like the shvi is rishus, because the Torah doesn't say eat matzah on the seventh day, so to the 6 days is only rishus. It's not a choiv. Now that which it says rishus, the pashas means it's a rishus. That means there's no chiyuv whatsoever. There's no mitzvah whatsoever. However, the famous gra that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah every day, and it's just that it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. So it's a rishus vizavia chayiv. That means you don't have to do it. You're not an avarian if you don't do it. But avad, there's a mitzvah kiyumis to eat matzah all the days of Pesach. My timer. Where do we get that just like the seventh day is a Rishos, so too the other 6 days are Rishos? Maybe after the seventh day is Rishos.
In Lamaise, it says. Because it says.
Right.
No, you don't need to. Like, you really.
Right, yeah.
No, that's, I mean,
and the other Pasuk also you're being mighty from Shutai. The other Pasuk that says you should eat matzahs from the first day until the seventh day from the. Right. So my time, where do you get this from? Teretz is, There's one of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatar Nidresh Mehem is when you have something that was included in a rule. The Yotam and a Klal Lamed, and then it was singled out from the Klal to teach a new halacha. Leilu Lamed al Atzma Yotam, we say it's not coming to teach a new halacha about itself alone. Elo Lamed al Klal Kulu Yotam, it's coming to teach this new halacha to the entire Klal. Meaning to say, the original Pasuk says you eat matzahs for 7 days. So all 7 days of Pesach are one klal. You eat matzahs during Pesach. The second Pasuk singled out the seventh day to say that the 7 days eating matzahs is just a rishos.
It took out 6 days.
No, it says 6 days you have to eat. The seventh day it says you don't have to eat. So it singled out the seventh day to say that you're not mechuyev to eat, it's only rishos. So this klal, this halacha, this one of the Yigim Amin that teaches us that since it was a davar shayeh b'klal, it was included in all the days of Pesach. V'yatzam in a klal alami. So lo lamed al atzma yatzam didn't come to teach us only about it itself, that it itself is potter from achilas matzah. It's only reshus. Hu adin the rest of Pesach as well. The first 6 days of Pesach is also only reshus. So the only thing that's left to be a chayv is that first night, because the bear of teichel matzis, which is what the next step of the price is. Yochel am I think aflayla rishon reshus. Then maybe I'm the same way that I'm telling you that the rest of Pesach is a reshus. So maybe even the first night of Pesach is also only reshus, and there's no chayv to eat matzah, even by the seder. Tamal leimer al matzah merim yechlu. Terence is in that pasuk makes it a chayiv. Together with the Karban Pesach, you must eat matzah more. That means that first night, it's not a rishos, it's a chayiv. Ein li ela b'zmashav esa mikdash kaim. I might think, says the Brisa, that this chayiv to eat matzah the first night is only b'zmashav esa mikdash kaim. However, b'zmashav en b'esa mikdash kaim minayin, when the b'esa mikdash is not standing and there's no Karban Pesach, so I might think that there's no chayiv to eat matzah, and then it goes back to like the rest of Yom Tiv, that it's only rishos. So minayin, how do you know that there, even bizman hazeh, there's a chiyuv to eat matzah? Tamalim a bear of teichlu matzis. From this extra pasuk of bear of teichlu matzis, hakasuk of lichay, that the Torah was kaveh as an absolute chayv, no matter what, whether it's bizman shabbos and mikdash kaim, or even if it's bizman hazeh, either way, you have to eat, you must eat matzah.
How do you know that the first night you have to eat matzah?
Barav, it says.
Okay, but then, so then how are we also using this ladiris?
Using
this
possible bear. Oh, me, Bismarck should be some this guy?
Yeah.
Because I'm Masses Marim Mechlu.
Oh, so that was like part of the carbon
paper. Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, so we see a Befeir Shabbaisa at the end of the day that says, like Rava, that even Bismarck is there, even Bismarck should be some Mikdis Kaim, one must eat matzah because of this possible bear of Teglu matzahs.
So when somebody ate matzahs, Bismarck is Mekhaim two mitzvahs? One is matzah
mayim yichlu,
and one is
be'er teichlu matzahs. I don't know if it's two separate mitzvahs, or this is it's a gili in the mitzvah that it's nageya even bizman hazeh. No matter what, you have to. It's not considered a separate chiyuv.
Right, but then it's also not part of the. I mean, there's two different things here. One is that you're saying it comes, with the Pesach, and one
is right. It's right. So I don't know how in the minyan of mitzvahs it's only counted as one mitzvah. To me, it's I don't know what the rules are, like when you say it's one mitzvah, when it's a gilui, and when the mitzvah applies.
No, or is it part of the Korban Pesach?
Right.
Or is that...
Or maybe that's part of the Korban Pesach.
Part of the Korban Pesach mitzvah. And then you are...
Could be that the other one's part of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Could be.
Right, yeah. And the first one is...
So then, there won't be a new mitzvah. Anyway, you have a mitzvah of Korban Pesach. In order to be yoytze the chi of Korban Pesach, you need to eat matzah mar.
Yeah.
And then you have a separate mitzvah called matzah.
Mitzvah.
Yeah, and the chanami. Yeah.
Right,
Mar is not a separate mitzvah. Because right, that's right. Because you don't have that separate mitzvah. Right. Exactly.
Is that counted as a mitzvah, mar? Is that one of the
Bisman Shabbos Hamikdash?
Yeah.
I don't. I think it's part of the Korban Pesach.
Okay.
Says the next Mishnah again, based on the halacha that we said before that a Korban Pesach cannot be eaten b'shnei mekaymis. So Yashnu Miktzasa, and if some of the people fell asleep after they started eating the Korban Pesach, Yechu, they could still eat. Because even though when they fall asleep and when they wake up, an argument could be made that now it's Kilu, they're in a different makim, they fell asleep in between. So that first makim was over. Now they're in a different makim, and therefore they should not be able to eat the Korban Pesach anymore. Kamash alone, that since only some of them fell asleep, it's still considered the same makim. It's still mitzurif to the Suda with the rest of everybody else who didn't fall asleep, and therefore they still continue eating. However, kulon, if everybody fell asleep, then lo yechul, then they cannot continue eating the Pesach anymore. And bezman hazeh, that if you hold like the first lashon, which is the way we pass it, then aim after nachar matzah afikamin, the same would be true that once a person was started eating the afikamin and then everybody fell asleep in the middle, that they wouldn't be able to continue eating the afikamin because it would already be considered a different makam.
Because of shiurei makam, not because of like mitzvah
Because of the special halacha that a korban pesach can't be eaten b'shnei makamis.
How is it?
Because it's like a hefsek. I mean, pshat is it's like a hefsek. It's like a new achila. It's like there's somewhere else now. The first one was over, and now it's the same idea. Shnei mekayim. It's not connected to the first achila anymore. Rabbi Yossi says, Nisnamnu, if they were only dozing off, then yechlu, then they could eat. Nirdemu, but if they actually fell into a deep sleep, lo yechlu, then they cannot eat. And the Gemara is going to be mazbe, the Rabbi Yossi is going to Chumrah, that even if it was only Miktsasam, you need another condition, that they were only Nisnamnu. But if it was Miktsasam that were Nirdemu, then those people that fell asleep may not continue eating the Korban Pesach. HaPesach achar chatzayis mitames yadayim. The Korban Pesach, once chatzayis hits, which we'll see why we took chatzayis in the Gemara, so then mitames yadayim, then it becomes nicer, and like the Gemara is going to say in the end of the Gemara, that there's a gzeir da'abonon, that nicer, once a meat of kachem becomes nicer, it's mitames yadayim. So the Korban Pesach, as soon as it hits chatzayis, if someone would touch that meat, his hands would become tamei. And that is because there's a general rule, ha-pigol va-noiser, any meat that was shechted with the machshav of shalei d'zmanei and it became pigol, or meat of a carbon that became noiser, so meat, even though meat of rice it's 100% tar, it's also to eat, but it's 100% tar, nonetheless, meat of rabbanon, there were geyser on it, a tumah, not a real high-level tumah, but a low-level tumah, that it's mitame, see a dime, that at least won't be mitame the person's whole goof, but at least his hands, it will be mitame. And then we'll explain exactly why that is. Rabbi Yossi Omer, so the Mishnah says that regarding falling asleep, Rabbi Yossi says, Nisnamnu yoichlu, if they only were dozing off, then they may eat. Nirdemu, but if they fell into a deep sleep, then lo yoichlu, then they may not eat. Hechidame nisnamnim, what's considered nisnamnim? That they're only dozing off. So Amar Rashi, says Rashi, nim v'lo nim, they're sleeping, but they're not sleeping. Tir v'lo tir, they're awake, but they're not awake. I mean, they're somewhere in between, they're in some haze. Meaning they're awake enough that if you call their name, they'll respond, they'll answer. But if you ask them anything that requires intelligence, they are not going to be able to answer. That's the example the Rishonim always give is you're asking where you put such and such an item, they're not coherent enough to figure out to remember where they put it. But if you remind him of something, did you put it here or here? So you tell him exactly all the details, he doesn't have to think. Then he'll be able to remember the facts. So that's called. So if he's that awake, that's called nisnamim. Anything that he can't even do this is called near the moor ready, where he cannot eat anymore. Abai was once sitting by Rabba. Chazad the kaminamim. He saw that Rabba was misnamim. And this was vice versa. This was by the end of the Seder already when they were eating that last kezais, the last kezais of matzah. So Amalei, so he asked the Menim Kanom Noim Mar, your Rebbe, you're falling asleep, you can't eat anymore. So Amalei, Menumni Kaminamnim, I'm only dozing, I'm not falling into a real sleep. Utsnan, and the Mishnah says, Nisnamnu Yoichlu, Nirdemu Le Yoichlu, that as long as it's Nisnamnu they could eat, and Dafka if it's Nirdemu, that's when they can't eat. Now over here, like we spoke out before, over here the Rishonim bring a raya, the Rabbi Yossi is going to Chumrah. Because Rabba, when he was by the Seder, not everybody fell asleep, Abai didn't fall asleep, so it was only Miktsasam, and Afa Pikein, Nirdemu would be a problem. So obviously Rabbi Yossi is going to Chumrah, that even when it's Miktsasam, it's only Mutter when it's Nisnamnu. But if it was Nirdemu, if it was a deep sleep, even if it's Miktsasam, So then they would not be able to eat. And it would be mashma, that means when it's not mitzvah, when it's kulam, even if it was only mistamim, even if they're only dozing off, nonetheless, since it's kulam, it would already be a problem that nobody could eat. HaPesach achar chatzos mitames yadayim. So we see that from chatzos already, it's already mitames yadayim. Alma must be that mechatzos, havalei noiser, it's already noiser from chatzos. So man tana, who must be the tana of our Mishnah? Our Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaryo. The tana of our Mishnah must be Rabbi Elazar ben Azaryo, the tanya. For achuz habasar b'layla hazeh, they must eat the meat of the Karban Pesach at this night. So pashtus, you would understand that they eat the Karban Pesach the entire night. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaryo, no, nemar kam b'layla hazeh. It says over here, b'layla hazeh. V'nemar la'alon by machas b'chir zavadi b'eretz mitzvahim b'layla hazeh. So he learned some gzeir shava hazeh alayla hazeh to alayla hazeh that the Karban Pesach is only nechal until chatzos. Since the Karban Pesach is only nechal until chatzos, so therefore, once it hits chatzos, you're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach anymore. For all intents and purposes, it's nicer. If it's nicer, it's matamis yadayim. Amar Rabbi Kiva, on that Rabbi Kiva disagreed, and Rabbi Kiva says, doesn't it say in a different pasuk b'chi pasin? That you eat the Karban Pesach until the time that you rush out of Mitzrayim. So when did they rush out of Mitzrayim? The next morning. Until they weren't allowed to leave their house until the end of the night. So vice versa, you're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach the entire night. That which we only eat al Chatzos is only a Dinder Abanan, like the first mission in Bracha says that because it's Kedela Harchek Adam in Aveira. But there's no Midaraisa, it doesn't become nice until the morning. You're going to ask me, Akasha, if so, why does it say Balayla? Not to make the Gzeirah Shavu Balayla Azeh to Layla Azeh for Machas Becheres that teaches Achatzais, but rather, Yahu Yekikotchim, I would think that you eat the Karban Pesach just like any other carbon, B'yoim, Dafka by day. Also by day, because a normal carbon, you bring it, let's say, Sunday afternoons. So you could eat it the rest of Sunday day and then Sunday night. So what in the Karban Pesach? You eat it Yedala by day and then the night of Tezvav. That it's dafkiim by night and not by day. Rebbe Kiva, hi hazeh mayavilei. So that's why you need balayla. But why does it say hazeh if it's not coming for the gzeirah shava? Teretz is mibayilei lemutei layla acher, that you cannot eat it the following night, the night of Tezayin. Since Pesach is Kachim Kalim, Ushlam Kachim Kalim, Shlam is also Kachim Kalim, so Mashlam Nechal Shnei Yom Velayla Echad, Shlam is eaten for 2 days and a night. Pesach Ukim Leilas V'Machim Yom, we can't eat it that day because the Pesach was Mamayit. So instead of getting 2 days and a night, maybe you should get 2 nights and a day, meaning you should eat it the night of Pesach, the next morning, Pesach day, and then the following night. Now, over here you have a Machalik Shushanim. Either Avad you can't eat it by day, because the Torah says you could dafka eat it at night, but it just means that it's still this month, so it shouldn't become nicer. Or Rashbam wants to say that no, that the Torah was only reminded the day of Yedalit, but once you could eat it Leil Tezvav, so then Yom Tezvav, you could eat it even by day. But either way, I would think you could eat the Karban Pesach for two nights and a day, V'yeinachol d'shnei leilois v'yom echad, therefore, because Rachmana hazeh, dafka this night, only the night of Tezov, it may be in, but not the night of Tezayin. Okay.
What are we doing tomorrow?
What are we doing tomorrow?
At what time?
You wanna start?
Hey, it's not a lot. I mean,
it's very not a lot. Yeah.
Right. So.
Not an easy tomorrow, but it's not a lot at all. How much time do we need? Let's look this out. I can't imagine more than a half hour. So we start 7? Not 7. Shachar 7. Shachar 7. 6:30?
Yeah.
It's 6:30 tomorrow. Okay.
Is the Zoom still on? Are they there? Or just
no, they all banged out already before. I'll send out a text.
Shkayach.